Across the country, small bankers are calling a compromise in the U.S. Senate a game changer that will boost the economy, not just in big cities, but in smaller communities too, often ignored by the too big to fail banks. Watchdogs and academics say the bill rolls back major parts of Dodd-Frank financial reform, as WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
The big banks, like Chase or Bank of America, those banks compete to land major companies like Electric Boat or Sikorsky. But for the smaller companies that supply the bigger companies, when they need business loans, they go to small bankers like George Herman, CEO at Windsor Federal Savings in Windsor, Connecticut.
There's an awful lot of companies that that support the Pratt & Whitney's. They support the Electric Boat. So there's a lot of manufacturing firms, but there's other service firms also.
Unlike a more controversial bill proposed in the U.S. House, which would roll back many of the reforms put in place after the financial crisis, the legislation being discussed in the Senate has a number of key Democrats supporting it, which has bankers like Herman excited.
We are not the type of institution that had any of the problems, but now somebody's trying to tell us how we should underwrite. And what happens is that qualified people that don't fall into the box are having a difficult time getting credit.
For example, Herman says the new Senate package removes a cap on business loans for banks under $10 billion in assets. More business loans means the company that mows Sikorsky's lawn could buy more equipment and hire another crew.
It's going to be more credit available. And we're a mutual institution, so we don't have shareholders. We operate, in our view, for the good of the community. And it's going to allow especially community banks to make the loans that we've been making for years that we were making before Dodd-Frank came.
Many regulators agree that Dodd-Frank was too harsh on small banks that didn't cause the financial crisis. There was also an inside joke that Dodd-Frank restricted credit so much that former Fed Governor Ben Bernanke couldn't refinance his mortgage because his lucrative speaking fees weren't regular. But some academics look at the current Senate compromise and see a dangerous philosophy. Anat Amandi is a banking scholar at Stanford University.
This bill seems to believe that if an institution is small, that therefore it shouldn't be constrained a lot. But you can have a lot of small institutions doing risky things.
For example, the savings and loan crisis of the 1980s, where hundreds of small banks failed because of loose lending standards. Admati worries that the compromise bill declares some assets, like municipal bonds, non-risky, which in turn could crank up the risk of lots of small banks.
Certainly, one of the most objectionable things here, I didn't even say that, of course, is the fact that $50 billion to $250 billion institutions are not supervised in an enhanced way.
The compromise legislation in the Senate leaves it up to regulators whether or not to do stress tests for large regional banks. Many are concerned that not requiring tests for financial soundness will give more free market administrations free rein to ignore risky behavior. Larry White is an NYU professor and was a regulator during the savings and loans crisis. He says it's true, small banks don't pose a huge systematic risk.
In that respect, this is harmless and saves the financial institution some costs, and in that sense, it's okay. What does concern me is that stress tests are forward-looking.
Throughout the mortgage crisis of 2008, most banks on paper looked healthy. White says more banks, not fewer, should conduct stress tests. And he acknowledges this bill is better than a more radical House bill. Even though this compromise has support from a number of moderate Democrats, it still has to get more of them on board to overcome a possible filibuster. Charles Lane, WSHU News.